Nancy Strong, you think it's fixing to get up and walk away.
Yeah, that's what we used to say about it.
Well, I tell you, Daddy likes it real strong. And Mother and Daddy came to see me last week, and they stayed for the weekend show. And Mother made the coffee. My husband looked at that, and he said, "That looks like tar." I said, "Now, buddy, don't say that." Let me see here. What do you call that space at the top of the house, just under, just over the ceiling, but
not roof?
Okay, what's just under the roof, between the ceiling and the roof? Little space up there. Sometimes people keep stuff up there. And sometimes you can almost stand up in there, but not quite.
I don't know. I'd just call it up over the ceiling. I don't know what you would call it.
Well, you can stop me if you think about it. Think of a name.
Attic.
Oh, is that what you call it? Mm-hmm. No prompting now. That doesn't count.
That's what he usually calls it, but he just can't think always.
Yeah, I know what you mean. A lot of these questions, everybody just goes blank. When I ask them, I don't know what I call that.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you just talk about it, you don't think about it. What do you call those things that you pull down in front of the window to shut out the light?
Window shade.
Okay.
Curtains.
What's the difference between a curtain and a window shade?
Well, I wouldn't think any. Only they look different, but they both close up.
Uh-huh.
See,
uh-huh.
Them curtains up there, you to untie them, pull them together.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Nothing has a cord you pull. So.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call a little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods and dishes and stuff like that?
Oh, I don't know. Cabinet.
Okay. What would you call a room where you just you just throw everything, all worthless things that you don't want to use, and you just throw them all in there. What do you call a room like that?
Oh, that'd be a junk corner to me. Okay. You just go throw that in there.
Okay. And speaking of the daily housework, what would you say a woman does every morning? Or maybe just once a week, depending.
Well, mine usually gets up and puts that coffee on.
Yeah.
She has a cup of coffee usually.
That's a good coffee too. That coffee maker is, mm-hmm. makes good coffee, doesn't
she
it?
Likes it. She usually starts that, but the first thing she does.
If the house is real dirty and you're gonna have company, what do you have to do to the house?
Well, we got brooms and electric sweeper.
Mm-hmm.
Uses.
Let's see. If your clothes are dirty, what do you have to do to them?
Take them out and wash them.
Okay.
Put them in the washer. We got a washing machine and dryer.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't take from a washer and dryer. Mm-hmm. I tell you, for a while we lived in an apartment, and there was a washer and dryer, but we had to carry it down there, and it was a long way away.
Mm-hmm.
I sure do like having that. That's a real luxury.
Well, ours is not so handy. It's out there in the dairy barn. We have milk all the time. We quit milking, so that is handy to put it in room and tea.
Yeah.
Just carries them out there. And
you don't have to walk too far. That's not bad.
Well, and it's two of us and just carry them. Got our little baskets and carry it out again.
Yeah. How often do you have to do it?
Oh, just whenever she takes notion where we get clothes piled up with it.
Me too, or whenever my husband runs out of underwear.
Yeah.
Whichever comes first.
Mine's overalls. And whenever the little baby gets quiet, there's somebody comes to take care of her when she goes and washes.
Uh-huh, yeah. The thing about that apartment was that everybody seemed like would do their laundry all at once.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do your laundry, and you find out everybody in the world is doing theirs too, and there's no washer.
You can do it whenever you want it to.